right over here.
There you go.
I'll give her a book. And
it's 8 in the evening and the end of a hectic day at the house of Carolyn Murphy, Melissa Bean, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, all Democrats, in a neighborhood near the U.S. Capitol. For 5 years, the three women have shared a house and their lives while serving in one of the most prominent and fast-paced careers in Washington. Carolyn Maloney, a congresswoman since 1993, owns the home they share. She bought it after living alone in an apartment for more than a decade.
When I bought this house, I thought I would like to be like the founding fathers. When they first were elected, they lived in rooming houses and got together for dinner and shared ideas. And I looked for two roommates that were compatible and found Debbie Wasserman Schultz from Florida, from the South, and Melissa Bean from the West, from Illinois, and I'm from the East, New York. So we're from different sections of the country, but we all were mothers and had been elected officials and have a great deal in common.
The roommates work and live in Washington during the week and commute to their home states and families on weekends. Melissa Bean and Debbie Wasserman Schultz are married and still have children at home. Carolyn Maloney has grown children. Wasserman Schultz says the greatest bonus of having roommates is the friendship and a warm environment to go back to at the end of the day.
This is a rough and tumble place, and it's nice to come back to two people who care about me, who care about my success, who care about the difficulties I might be having, either at work or at home, and just to have two friends who I know are a sounding board.
In 2007, Wasserman Schultz learned how important it was to have a support group when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. She went public with her diagnosis last year and is cancer-free today. Carolyn Maloney's own tragedy struck last September when she learned that her husband of 31 years had died on a mountain trail during an expedition to the Himalayas.
My roommates were a source of great comfort and support to me during this time of great loss. We are all moms. We are all working moms, so we share the challenges of balancing work and family and being there for our children. We share and support each other.
And if last year was an important year in their relationship, this year is crucial for their political careers. All three roommates are up for re-election in the fall. But Melissa Bean says even if one or more of them were to lose, that would not affect their friendship.
All of us, whenever that happens, will have lives beyond Congress, and our friendships will endure. And that's what's great. And what's a little surprising about that is you don't come to Congress to make friends. Because, if you do, you're not coming to be independent and, have your own mind. And so what a great surprise it has been to make such great friends.
At the end of July, the roommates said goodbye as they started summer recess and headed back to their home states to gear up for the fall re-election campaign. They'll come back at the beginning of September and hope to share not only their summer experiences, but also another term in Congress and another year rooming together. For producer Anna Ward, Amy Katz, VOA News.